Loki.
As soon as she got dressed, she started calling out for Loki again, but he wouldn't come.
Loki.
She got up and went back to the meadow and started following the tracks his hooves had made in the sweet marshy meadow. Well, when Loki heard Lali calling him, he didn't feel like going back to her just yet. He was having too much fun playing hide and seek and chasing the birds and the butterflies. So Loki galloped over to the next meadow where he could hide from her, but still observe what she was doing. He was having so much fun, he got lost. For the rest of the day, Lali tracked Loki. But just as she was getting close, he'd gallop away and hide again. When evening came and Lali still couldn't find Loki, she decided to go back home without him. What she didn't realize was how far away from home she really was. She'd never gone that far from home alone before. It was getting very cold now. Lali was still very mad at Loki. But now she was scared, too. She knew she'd have to find shelter before night fell. The sun was getting low on the horizon when she found a big old fir tree with low-hanging branches. She could feel icy drops of rain on her face from the mist that hung in the air from the approaching storm. Lali gathered all the pine needles she could find and made herself a little bed for the night, right under that big old pine tree. She curled up into a little ball on her bed of pine needles. Soon the mist became a flurry of snowflakes as the wind picked up and howled across the canyon. The trees moved joyfully in the wind, their branches rubbing in symphonic whispers. But Lali listened fearfully as the snow covered the big fragrant branches. She trembled at every sound. Was it a puma or a great grizzly bear, just as hungry as she was? Maybe it was Loki, but it was only the wind. Not even a rabbit came out of its hole that night.